Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's hard bringing us back. Ann and Nancy, the Wilson Sisters, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Olala Njinga is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and the a member of the NC Works Commission, which is an organization in the state of North Carolina that's devoted to getting their state optimized for the 21st century economy and marketplace. Olala, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
Let me back up and say this. I've been saying for almost 20 years that one of the topics of discussion, of debate, of policy that I felt was completely missing, almost completely, if not completely missing, from all the debates, all the campaigns since 2000, has been, what are we going to do about getting the current workforce ready for 21st century jobs? And I said it back in, see, we had a jobless recovery in 2003.
Right.
I was right here reporting on that. And it was just, but compared to what we got right now, it was just a baby. It was just a little bitty, you know, shadow of what, compared to what we've got right now.
Right.
And because the technology hadn't advanced to the point that it had. And so I think one of America's great challenges, and maybe even worse than that, is what are we going to do with our people? Because every day we got people who are falling farther behind in their skill set while technology is moving the job opportunity farther out of their grasp. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And what you just described is exactly why I get teased quite a bit on the NC Works Commission, because they affectionately say I'm the most enthusiastic person when it comes to small business. That is my seat designation. I represent small businesses for the state.
Right.
And one of the things that just completely blows me away on any given day is the 21st century workforce continues to drive innovation, continues to drive imagination, and we have what I call an employability gap. And that employability gap is everything from soft skills to technical skills,
yep,
to people skills. And it's not what we learned in school, you know, in the 90s. The whole relationship between people and technology, the line between the two is becoming more blurry. You know, it's not an either or anymore, it's an and. And so one of the things that I'm just insanely passionate about is the community college system, our post-secondary education system, and employers having a larger conversation about what does employability mean, whether it's North Carolina, whether it's California,
and
whether it's Arizona.
This has to get down to the households.
Yes.
So nobody else feels that because my son or daughter got a technical degree and went to work, that made them something of a child of a lesser god than somebody whose child went to a liberal arts school.
Exactly.
Because 5 years from now, when your liberal arts graduate is still a barista at Starbucks, your technical person has been earning a darn good living as a refrigerant repairman or an electronics diagnostician or something like that.
And you hit the nail on the head, because one of my big laments, right, is you can imagine, you know, in North Carolina, we're big on STEM, lots of engineers. Heck, I'm married to an engineer. But we're still big on STEM, and I made the comment that one of the things that scares me is that everybody will know how to take apart and put together a computer, but no one will know how to change a light bulb.
That's right.
And as crazy as it sounds, you know, an average licensed electrician can make $70,000 to $90,000 a year.
That's right.
I know people with master's degrees who make $35,000 a year. So we have to stop thinking that this is just about a very specific market segment or a specific industry or a specific set of
We've got to start thinking about what is the return on the investment of the money and the time we're spending on education.
Absolutely.
Isn't that part of it?
You know how I feel about it. Because, you know, my husband and I have put two kids through school. They took two very different paths in terms of their industries. But they've got to see firsthand. I mean, it's a cool thing when your kids see one parent as an employee and another parent as an employer.
Right.
And they've been really candid with us about how they felt that really gave them a well-rounded sense of what is really needed in the workplace. And I'll tell you, my hot button is when people talk about soft skills, and they think soft skills are still things like showing up for work on time and having matching socks.
Right.
In my world, a soft skill is critical thinking, reasoning, and judgment.
Right.
So we're not even having the same conversation.
Taking initiative. And not whining about it. How about that for a soft skill?
Exactly. So that's why I refer to them as employability skills, because we're still putting that manufacturing kind of industrial cover on what we think when we say soft skills. Those are skills every single person has to have across the board. How do you solve problems? How do you fend for yourself? What do you do when a manager is not around and you've got to think through a sequence of how to do something?
And you don't have
a team around you.
You don't have a team around you to support you. It's just you.
Exactly. And a lot of times we don't. You know, I hear about, you know, these team environments, and that's super great. But what if you're working on that thing at 2 o'clock in the morning and it's just you?
That's right.
And you've got to think through
this is
things.
A big issue. And, of course, the state of North Carolina you're focusing on this.
Right.
And
absolutely.
I wonder all you folks out there, how is your state? What's your state doing? Do they have an NC Works commission like North Carolina does? Olala.com is the website. OLOLAH. Did I say that right?
No. OLALAH.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.